The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Mem Dalu. Today's daf is being studied at Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehenu B'Gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Victor Gindi, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, for continued Hatzlacha in all his endeavors, continued success, Bri'ut, health, happiness, and all good things. Amen.
Comes the Gemara and says,
now once we understand that's where the two ketubot are working, now we understand why you don't split the second ketubah and say 200 mizman rishon and 100 from now. Why? Which means from the fact that he didn't write in the second ketubah that I'm adding 100 to the 200, Ahule Achilta Lishabuda Kama. She's more, which means the second ketubah, if she's taking the second ketubah, that means she's taking it from the time that it was written, the whole thing. Which means we have two separate cases. In a regular case, we have like one ketubah, where it says, let's say 300, so then we say it's 200 is Ikar, and 100 is Tosef. Then Rav Huna said, and he writes, the Osifat, I'm adding to 200, 100, that everybody agrees on. In the case of one ketubah, she gets the 200 from the time of the Irusin, and the 100 from the time of the ketubah. That Rav Huna said. This case is a little different. This case where there's two ketubah. One was written, let's say, earlier, one was written later. Okay? So he's saying like this, you want to take the later ketubah, fine. It's to your advantage, you're going to get an extra 100 in the ketubah, but the first ketubah of 200, you cannot use. And then you cannot take from the earlier time. You're only going to get from the later time. So in this case of it, since he did not write that the 300 is adding to the 200, and it's two separate ketubot, so therefore when she uses the 300 ketubah, it's only from the later time. Look at Rashi, Hachaname, Midelo katav usifat lamane amatayim kamai, which is in the second ketubah that was 300, it didn't say that it's 300 meaning 200 from the earlier plus another 100. No, the 300 is a new document, which means Ela katav zman sheni lechol ha-shlosh me'ot. He wrote a new time for the entire 300. There's two ways to look at the second ketubah. I could say, well, the 300 is really, it's the same 200 of earlier, plus he added another 100. No, that's not the pshat. The pshat is when he writes the 300, it's saying the 200 which was written earlier, that's batel if you want to take this. Ela, everything is going to take place from now. Right? Velo besun mosif al ha-shtar rishon. Which means if she's taking the second ketubah, that's as if she's saying I'm mohel on the first shabud. But by a regular case of tosefet, when they're adding 100 to 200, he writes, and I'm adding almad tikkun lemana hilkaklo achal tli shemuda kama dekai kai. In a regular kama, she's not mohel anything, which means he's saying, I'll give me a 200, which is ikar and a mosif. So therefore, good. So take the 200 from the earlier time and the 100 from now. But here, he didn't say that I'm mosif anything. It's two separate ketubot. And what's happening is, the mechanics is, if you want to take the first ketubah, by all means, but you only get 200, but it's from the earlier time. You want to take the 300? Okay, all 300 will take place from now. So the advantage is on both sides, but therefore, that's why Rav Huna says, you don't split up the 200 and the 100. The 300 now is not the pshat, 200 from earlier, and an additional 100. It's all 300 from now. Comes Gemara and says, Amar Mor. We have a statement. I ba'ya behai gabia, I ba'ya behai gabia. Which means, we said earlier in this case of the two ketubot, she can take whatever one she wants. She wants to get paid with the 200? Fine. She wants to get paid with the 300? Fine. Like that's the son. I ba'ya behai gabia. I ba'ya behai gabia. Which either one she wants again. Lema pligad Rav Nachman. Let us say that this is arguing on shita of Rav Nachman. Why? What did Rav Nachman say? Damar Rav Nachman, shte shtarot. Shte shtarot. You have two documents, hayutzim beze achar ze, that are coming one after the other. Now, what's the case? Look at Rashi. Shte shtarot shel sade achat shel mecher o matana vekatvan reuben l'shimon ehad benisan v'had besivan. He wrote, let's say Reuven wrote a shtar to sell a property to Shimon. He wrote one shtar in Nisan, then he sold it to him, and one shtar in Sivan. Okay? So it says, Bitel Sheni Etarishon. So the law is, the second shtar is Mevatel, the first shtar. That's the Nachma, which is always the second shtar is the Ikar. So therefore the question is, what are you talking over here? By the case of the Ketubot, Rav Huna said you have two Ketubot. Whatever one she wants to use, she can use. Why, when it comes to two shtarot, the Nachman clearly says that what? That the second shtar is the ikar, that's mevatel the first shtar. So comes the Gemara and says, now look at Rashi, just to get the case clearer. Bitel sheni tarishon. What does that mean, bitel sheni tarishon? Ve'im katav lo achrayut. Let's say when the Uvin sold him the property, he sold it to him with liability. What does it mean, liability? He told him, listen, if somebody takes the property from you, I'll pay you. Which means, if there was liens on this property, and somebody comes along and ends up taking the property, I'm responsible, right? V'tarfua mimenu. And now let's say they took the property from the buyer. En gove ela mizman sheni. So he can only get paid from the second time. Which means the second time says that they sold it from Sivan. Okay? The Nisan is the earlier time and Sivan is the second time. So therefore, he's coming along and saying that the Sivan shtar is the Ikar shtar. Which means any liens that happened, let's say, from Nisan to Sivan, he's not obligated. Which means the liens only start from Sivan and on, and therefore, you see, it's, in that case, with the advantage of the seller. But the point is, the second star is the ikar star. Let's read that she again. Bitel shni tarishon v'im katav lo achrayut. He wrote, he's responsible. Let's say v'tarfu mimenu, and they took the field. Let's say en gove. He can only get paid ela mizman sheni, which means now the seller put it the buyer wants to get his real estate, wants to get property, so he can only take from the later time because the liens are only going to be hal from Sivan. You cannot take properties from in between Nisan and Sivan because since he's giving the later start, now I want to, okay, you told me you're going to be I'm responsible. Okay, good. Go take go get fields, but what fields? From the time of the second the date, which is Sivan. Also, the question then is, why when it comes to two shtarot of a field, you go by the second shtar, but according to the Ketubot, whatever one has said, well, take whatever one you want. So he says, Lab mi itmar ala, didn't we learn on this case? Amar papa umoder of Nachman, di osif ben dikla, le tosefet katbe, which means, Rav Nachman was moder, if let's say in the second shtar, he added something, which is beside the field, he added, let's say, with the field, you're going to get an extra tree, or an extra palm tree over there. So then already, that's a din of tosefet, which means what? Nashi. Ve'lav lebetule lekama. Ela di'imizman sheni atal lemigbe likni ikar ve'tosefet. Which means what the guy's doing like this. He's adding an extra asset in the later shtar. And what he's really telling Shimon, the buyer, was like this. You want to take the earlier shtar, it's to your advantage, because you can get already the kuchot from Nisan, but I'm only selling you the field. But if you want the field plus a tree, so then already, I'll sell it to you. But what? It's to your disadvantage if you take the second shtar, because then you only get the kuchot from Sivan. So there, it's not being mevatel the first shtar, because since he's adding something in the second shtar, he's giving him an option. You want to take the first shtar, already you get the earlier time. You want to take the second shtar, you get more, but it's from the later time. So therefore, hacha namis. So same thing by the Ketubot case. Ha osif lamidi. He's adding. The first shtar is 200, the second shtar is 300. So therefore, it's exactly like Rav Nachman's case. Which is when there's an addition in the second shtar, then we don't say that the second shtar is being mevatel the first shtar. Then we say that what? He's giving him options. Which means, you want to take the field, let's say, from Nisan. Okay, go right ahead. Use the shtar. You want to use the shtar of the field? Go right ahead. But what? You're only getting the field. You want, but your advantage is what? You already get to claim the kohot from the earlier time, from Nisan. You want to use the second shtar? By all means. You can use the second shtar and you'll even get an extra tree with it. But what? You only get the kohot from Sivan. So whenever there's an addition in the second shtar, we say what? It's not coming to mevatel the first shtar. He's giving him options to which shtar he's going to use. This is his advantage. Now, same thing by ketubah. In the ketubah case, what was Rav Huna's situation? She has two ketubot. One is 200, one is 300. The 300 is not mevateling the 200. What the 300 is saying is like this. You want to use the 200 one? Go right ahead. Then already get paid from the earlier time, which means you can take from fields that were sold from an earlier time. You have a bigger pool of fields to take from. You want to take from the second shtar? Well, you'll get 300. But what? You can only collect from the fields that were sold at a later time. So therefore, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are really consistent. When there's a tosefet in the second shtar, it's not mevatel. When does Rav Nachman say the second shtar is mevatel? When it's the same shtar. Which is saying, the field was sold in Nisan, the field was sold in Sivan. And then already we say, the second shtar is being mevatel the first shtar. Now the Gemara is going to explain, how would you have such a case like that? Gufa, Amar Rav Nachman, shtei shtarot. You have two shtarot. Hayotzim bazeh harzeh, bitel shnei tarishon. Right? So the first shtar, the second shtar is mevatel the first shtar. Amar Papa, Amodeh Rav Nachman. You see, pedikla, like we said, if he adds a tree in the second star, le tosefet kadme. Now he wrote it for the inyan of tosefet. So the Gemara says, let's analyze the cases. What do these two shtarot say? So pshita rishon b'mecher v'sheni b'matana. Jeez, let's say the first star, which was written in Nisan, was written as a sale. The Reuven is selling the field to Shimon. And the second shtar was written in Sivan, but it was written that it wasn't a sale, it was a matana. So in that case over there, liyapot kocho hu dechatavle. There we understand why he wrote the second shtar, which is we know that the second shtar is not coming to mevatel the first shtar in that case. When one is b'mechir and one is b'matana, on the contrary, he's writing the second shtar in order to give the buyer extra strength. Why does he have extra strength? Mishum dina de bar mitzrah. Because the law of bar mitzrah, which is the law of neighbors or borders. The law is like this. When I sell a property to somebody, right? So the law is like this. That I cannot sell it to him unless I go to my neighbors. The pasuk that says, "Va'asita yashar va'atov," you have to do what's right. And what's right is, the neighbors have a bigger benefit from a property than stam a stranger. So therefore, if you have a chance to sell it, and you didn't sell to the neighbors are even able to go to Betin and take the buyer and say, listen, you have no right to sell it to you, we're the neighbors. That's law of Bar Matzra, the law of the border. However, the law is, if he gives it as a gift, there's no law of Bar Matzra. Which means, the neighbors can come along and say, hey, that's ours. He should have sold it to us. Hey, he didn't sell it to me. He gave it to me as a matana. So the law of matana solidifies the position of the buyer in the sense that no one of the neighbors can come along now and have the claim. So therefore, we have no question. In the case where the first star was b'mecher and the second star was b'matana, there we know he's not coming to mevatel the sale. All he's doing is in the second shtar is he's trying to solidify the position of the seller and saying that what I gave you is really a matana. Look at Rashi. Liyapot kocho katbe v'ina me lo asifpe, which is even if he didn't add a tree to the document, lo bitel tarishon. He didn't mevatel the whole sale. Ela de lo litu benem matzali ed ure ale. He just wrote the second shtar so the neighbors will not come to have claims. De kaimalan matana let be mishum dina de bar matzla. Good. Which means normally we're saying there's a few ways where we say that the second shtar is not mevatel the first shtar. For example, let's say the second shtar has an extra tree in it. So there we say he's giving him options. Or for example, the second shtar had in it, it was called the shtar matana. Then we say already what? That what the seller is doing with the second shtar is he's just trying to, not mevatel the first shtar, he's just trying to strengthen the fact that what? That it's considered a matana de gabe bar matzah. which is now already when the seller uses the shtar of matana, he saves himself from. He's not obligated to use the second shtar. It's not mevatel the first shtar, which means he can still use either one. But the second shtar is definitely valid because now he can, it's even more valid to the needs of the buyer. Now vechotzekin rishona b'matana v'sheni b'mecher. Or the more so, let's see, had two shtarot. One shtar was matana. The first shtar was written as a matana, and the second shtar was written as a mechir, as a sale. That what damrina mishum dina deba'al chov hu dekatavken. I can say the reason why I wrote the second shtar that it was a sale is to pacify the law of ba'al chov. What's the law of ba'al chov? Nashi dina deba'al chov di'i ate ba'al chov v'tarif lemine. Kabil ale acharayut b'shtar sheni v'nehedar v'nigbe mine ma'ot ketubim kan. Exactly, which means he's telling him, if the first one was just a matana, matana you don't take acharayut. Matana, I'm giving you a gift. Now if somebody comes along and says, hey, that's my field, so you lost your gift. So he writes him a second shtar. The second shtar says what? It is a sale. Now when you sell somebody something, then already you take responsibility for it. Which means if somebody's going to come and take that field from you, I accept that I'm going to pay you back from my own assets. So then in that case also, the second start is not being mevatel the first start. So long as you have a reason why he's writing the second start, we say that the second start is not being mevatel the first start. However, ela ishnehem b'mecher, but let's say both starot are mecher, both sales, shnehem b'matana, or both documents that it was a matana, b'tel sheni tarishon. The second shtar is mevatel the first shtar. Now we want to understand the mechanics. Why? Which is, you have, let's say, a shtar that comes out on the field that says it was sold in Nisan. Right? Now the buyer comes, or the seller comes and says, hey, take that shtar, get rid of that shtar over there. This is the real shtar over here. This shtar was sold to you in Sivan. So the question is, why do we say in that case that the second shtar is the ikar and the first shtar is nothing? Which means, so long as I can explain why he wrote the second shtar, I say it's not mevatel the first shtar. If he wrote it as a matana after a mechir, that's in order to give him the din of bar mitzvah. If he wrote a mechir after a matana, that's in order to give him the law of what? Responsibility. That if the sale's going to, that someone's going to go take the field, I'm responsible to pay for you. So the case where we say it's mevatel is matana, or mechir. Now, what's the reason why this first shtar is batel? So the Gemara says, my tama. So Rafram Amar, Imar Oduye Odule. So Rafram says the reason is because the seller agrees to him. We'll see what that means. Ravahamar Imar Ahule Ahalel Shabade. And Ravaha says, no, he's Mohel his Shabud. What are these two reasons? Look at Rashi. My Tama Bitil Odude Baala Shtar Sharishon Mizuyafaya. What the Baala Shtar, what Uven is coming along and saying, hey, listen, Shimon, you know that shtar I gave you that the sale was made from Nisan? I'm telling you the shtar is mizuyaf. Either the signatures on the shtar were forged, or I'm telling you I got witnesses and I used them and they're false witnesses. And the Shimon accepted. When Shimon came along and said, all right, fine, give me the second shtar. So in that case over there, you have an acceptance on Shimon's part, which means once the Uvin comes along and takes the first shtar and says, hey, listen, these witnesses are false. I forged their signatures, however he's going to say. And then Shimon says, okay, give me the second shtar. Once Shimon already accepts the second shtar, he's admitting the what? I'm taking from the second time. So that's why in that case over there, the first shtar is Batel, because he's Modeh. Otherwise, Shimon, if you're not interested, he would argue, I'm not taking it. You gave me a start already, and I'm taking it. And the fact that he gives back the original start, takes the second start, and he believes that Uven, when he comes along, says the witness is a fake and forged and things like that. So therefore, it's okay. The Tosfot just has a question. Is he believed to come along with Posil witnesses? You have a start in Beti. How is the Uven believed to come along and say, the witnesses that signed the start are Pasul? So he's saying, he's not believed the Gabe other people, but he's believed the Gabe himself and the buyer, which means that they have other shtarot with these witnesses on it. It's to their discredit now. They cannot use shtarot with these witnesses' names based on their own. It means that they don't believe these witnesses. And so it's not enough to be posel them alma. But for himself, this guy cannot come take another shtar out after he said these guys are pasul and say, you know what, this guy owes me money and the same names are written on. Hey, you have to be consistent. So for himself, he's being posel them. In any event, what's the second shita? Ahule achle l'shi'bede. That is mochel, which means when Shimon accepts the second shtar, what he's doing is he's being mochel. He's saying, you know what, I'm mochel you. Instead of taking the properties from Nisan, I'll take them from Sivan. So is it an admittance or is it a forgivance? That's the two sides. So the Gemara says, my benayu. What's the nafkamina between the two shitot? Ika benayu. There is a nafkamina. Three nafkaminot. Ru'e sahadeh. Well, the first thing is ruining or spoiling the witnesses. According to the first shita, the witnesses are going to be pasul. According to the first shita, he's coming along and saying, hey, this shtar over that I gave you is mizuyaf. So therefore, the witnesses are really going to be pasul. According to the second shita, no, he's not coming along and saying the witnesses are pasul. He's just coming along and saying, listen, I know I gave you a shtar for Nisan. Do me a favor, take the shtar for Sivan. So they're not being posel the original document. He's just saying, do me a favor, give it to you from Sivan. So therefore, nafkamina, the witnesses according to that shita are kasher. You didn't posel the witness. That's one nafkamina. Nafkamina number two. Velishlume peri to pay perot, which means like this. Let's say Shimon, the buyer, he bought the field in Nisan. He's eating perot. Right? Already it says from Nisan. He's eating the fruit of the field. According to the shita that says, hey, the first star that I sold you was mizuyaf, Shimon has to return the fruit because there was no sale. According to the second shita, no, the sale was a sale, so he really owned it at that time. He's just being mohelim that I won't take likohot only from the second time. So nafkamina would be perot that he ate in between. Third nafkamina, ultaska. Taska is taxes. Taska otiyot tax, which is the real estate tax, which is the real estate tax between Nisan and Sivan. Yes. If you say what, the sale was a sale, so then what? So therefore the Shimon, the seller, I'm sorry, the buyer, he has to pay the real estate tax in between. But it was just mohel him, I'm mohel you that I won't take Shemudim until Sivan, but Marman was my field. So he has to pay the taxes. Mashiach, according to the front that says what? That the guy's coming along the Reuven and say, hey, the shtar was mizuyaf. It's a fake shtar, and therefore there was no sale at all. So it's on the Reuven to pay the real estate tax in between. So that's the nafkamina. So in those cases, that's when we say what? That when the two shtarot are given out, we're talking about two shtarot that have the same item, either one shtar mecher and the second is a shtar mecher. One shtar matana and the second shtar matana. One is dated from Nisan, one is dated from Sivan. So there Rav Nachman said the second shtar is mevatel the first shtar. And what's the pshat? How does it work? How does it work that it's mevatel the first shtar? Because either when Reuven gives it to Shimon, he's telling him, listen, the first shtar that I gave you was nothing. It was mezuyaf, it was fake. And therefore what? Shimon accepted the second star, so that means what? Oduye odu. He's modet. Okay, fine. So therefore, the first star is nothing. Therefore, I can only take from Sivan. Which, what do you mean I can only take from Sivan? Meaning, if let's say somebody takes this field from me, because there was liens on this field, so I could come now and take from your fields that are already sold from the later date. Right? With the liens from the later date. So he was modet. He took the second star. What did you take the second star for? Like, must be you modet. Or the shtar is no, he was mohel, which means when he came on his list, I know I gave you a shtar for Nisan. I'm not saying the shtar was pasu, but do me a favor. I'd like to give you another shtar to turn it into Sivan. If he takes that second shtar, what does that show? He's mohel, the original shtar. Nafkamina. Well, first nafkamina we said is are the witnesses kasher or not? Going to the first shot, that he's saying what? That the shtar is mizuyaf, and you'll posel the witnesses. Going to the second shtar, no, I'm not poseling the witnesses. I'm just asking you for a later date. Nafkamina also does. Shimon owned the field or not? So according to that, it says the star is mizuyaf. Reuven doesn't own the field. Okay. The star is, therefore, nafkamina, if he ate perot in between that time, has to return the perot. Or nafkamina, who pays the real estate tax? If you say that what the star was mizuyaf, so he never sold it to him. So the seller has to pay the real estate tax. But if you say no, it was mohelim, because he really owned it. He just said, you can pay me for it. I'll take the call from the later date. So therefore, the seller has to pay the real estate tax. Let's just get to the halakha on this. So comes the Gemara and says, "May avi ala de ketubah." What's the law of ketubah? Let's go back to the case of ketubah, which is when two ketubot come out on a lady. One is 200, one is 300. So Ravuna's shita was That what? That in a regular case of a ketubah, which means when you have a case of right, which means when you get paid for the ketubah. Going to the original machloket, when you have a ketubah that says 300, one ketubah that's 300. So we had a machloket Rav Huna and Rav Aseh. Rav Huna said what? Rav Huna said you split it. 200 goes from the earlier time, that's ikar ketubah, and 100 goes from the time of the ketibah, where Rav Yoseh said what? No, all 300 goes from the time of the writing. So who's the halakha like? Is halakha like Rav Huna? Is halakha like Rav Yosef? So comes the Gemara and says, "My happy alad k'tuba." Tashim adamar Rav Yudamar Shmuel b'shun Rav Yehuda Zabri b'Shimon. Mane umatay mina irusin v'tosef mina nisuin. That's exactly Rav Huna. V'achemim omrim hadzeh v'hadzeh mina nisuin. That's like Rav Yosef. Everything is given at the time of the writing. She at the time they wrote the ketubah. So therefore, la halacha, a guy writes a get, a ketubah to his wife. Beautiful. It's a 300 ketubah. Right? She cannot come along and say, listen, I already want to take, you owe me the 200, 300. He says, well, I don't have the 300. Oh, I'm going after your fields. She cannot go after fields that he sold at the time of the Irusin. There's no liens on that. The Ketubah doesn't hal until the writing. Now, of course, from the writing and on, meaning at the time of the Nisuin, of course, she can go to fields at that point and start taking. There's no difference between Ikar Ketubah and Tosefet. Matnitin. Hagiyoret Shinitgaira. Okay, now we have a case. You have a girl. She converted. A Goya. She converted. Ubita'ima. She converted with her daughter. So she's a convert and her daughter's a convert. Vizinta. Oh, she was a Na'ara. Let's say. And she got married. She got married to a Jew. And she committed Znut after Erusin. And normally the law is, let's just review the law. When a Na'ara gets married, Erusin, engaged, and she commits Znut after the time of Erusin, number one, the punishment is what? She gets Sekila. Mm-hmm. That's one law. And the law says that you Sekila by Bet Abiha. Petach Bet Abiha, by the gate of her father's house. Okay, that's the punishment of a normal Jewish girl that got engaged and committed Znut. She gets Sekila, Petach Bet Abiha. So now we're going to discuss, what about, you have a giyoret? Shinit gaida bitama, so now they're Jewish technically, right? Vizinta harezu behenek. So the law changes. The punishment is not sekila, it is henek. Rashi, harezu behenek, v'afilu nit gaida pe'utam imad gimel shanim divraskat betulahi. Which is, even if let's say she converted, let's say less than 3 years old, where we say she's considered betula, because even if she did anything before 3 years old, the betulim come back, doesn't matter. Dechi ketiva sekila, b'na'ara murasa b'Yisrael ketiva. The law of sekila was dafka by a Yisrael. Dechtiva ki aseta nevala b'Yisrael. And the giyor is not considered b'Yisrael. She was not Jewish. And therefore, the law of sekila is not, therefore goes back to the law of henek. En la petach betaav. And for that matter, you don't have to take her to petach betaav, because she doesn't have petach betaav. Because once she converts, she has no relatives, right? The father's not a father anymore. So therefore, there's no law of stoning her or killing her by petach betaviyah. Velo me'asela. What's the case of me'asela? That's the case of motzi shemra, which means the guy comes along and says, I didn't find that she's a betula. That means must mean she went and did something after we got engaged. And then he was lying. He was found to be lying. So what's the law in that case? We punish the husband. He has to pay 100 sila'im. He has to pay 100 coins. So Rashi says, "V'lo me'asela, im ba'al shaklan." V'idab zumimin. He brought witnesses, let's say. How do you substantiate his claim? Doesn't brought witnesses. Listen, she went when she was engaged to me, she went with somebody else. And now what? Those witnesses became zomimin, which they became disproved. Two other witnesses came along and said, what are you talking about? How did you see what you saw on that day you were with us? Mm-hmm. So therefore the Baal, he was a liar and his witnesses were lying. So that she says, Dechuna parasha b'Yisrael ketiva. The law of 100 is said dafka by a Yisrael. She's not a Yisrael. She's a convert, so the law of 100 does not apply. Now, hayta horata shelo biktusha, veledata biktusha. Let's say she was conceived when the mother was a goya, but her birth was biktusha, which means the mother converted after she conceived. So that's a case of horata shelo biktusha, veledata biktusha. So the deen is harezu biskila. That's already skilash. That's considered already Yisrael. And the en la lo petach betaav. But again, the law petach betaav doesn't apply because she's still a technically a kaver. You have to see why, because technically she was born b'kedusha, but still she has no father because she's a convert. She's still whatever. She has no relation to her father who's a goy. So you don't have to take her to stone her by the father's house. And what? Velo me'asela. Interesting. We have to see why. The law of me'asela of 100 coins does not apply, which means if the husband was lying, he doesn't have to pay 100 sela. If let's say the conception and the birth was biktusha, which is the mother converted before she even conceived, this girl was born full-fledged Jewish, she's a regular Jewish girl for all the laws. Yesh la av. Now, new case. Yesh la av en la petach. Betav. Which means, let's say she has a father, but he has no house. So therefore, you can't stone her by the petach. Or, yesh la petach betav. The father has a house, but ven la av. But he has no father. Harezu biskila. Which means, so you just give us stoning. Lo ne'emar petach betav ina lemitzvah. Which means that it's not me'akev. We don't think if you can't fulfill this petach betav business, you don't give us stoning. No, that's just an extra mitzvah. But you give her the stoning regardless if she committed znut in between the erusin and the nisuin. Okay, now comes the Gemara and begins. Mina hane mile. Which means we learned in our Mishnah all these laws. Well, let's say you have a convert. Regular convert that we said what? Horaita is shelo biktusha, and the lady that was biktusha. She's half, which is when she was conceived, not Jewish, but she was born Jewish. The mother converted in between. So what do we say over there? So then we say that she gets sikila, that girl, that she gets married to a Jew, right? And what? They find out that she went with somebody else after the Irusin. So the deen is why she's considered in Israel that she's going to be subject to the law of Sikila. So the Gemara says, how do you know this? That's the way that she learns the question. Look at the top Rashi. How do you know the law? Amar Eshlakish, the Amar Kira, Umeta, Lerabot, Horata, Shalom Bekdusha, Venedata, Bekdusha. What's the pasuk say? Let me read you the full pasuk. The pasuk is actually in Devarim Chapet, pasuk Chaf Aleph. Ve'otziu et ha'na'ara el petach bet abiya uskalua. They take the na'ara to her father's house and they stone her. And she'ira b'min v'meta. And she dies. Now that word v'meta is extra. Of course, you're stoning her. What do you mean? Of course she's going to die. What does the pasuk have to say? V'meta. So the Gemara comes along and says, v'meta. You know what's coming to include? Le'rabot orata shalom b'gnusha v'le'rata b'gnusha. It's coming to include that not only a full-fledged Jewish girl has the law of Sikina, but even if she was Horata Shalom Beknusha, Veledata Beknusha, also Vameta. Also she has the law of Sikina, from the extra word, Vameta. Yeah? Again, the Pasuk says that you'll take this Nara, this Jewish girl, you'll take her to her father's house after she committed this Nut, and you want your stone her, and what it says, Vameta, she'll die. Well, of course she'll die. We have to write Vameta for. So Vameta must be including another type of girl. That not only a full-fledged Jewish girl has the law of Sikina, but Vameta comes along, there's another type of girl. Who? A girl that she was conceived not Jewish, but she was born Jewish. Also, she's subject to the law of Vameta, means through Sikina. So from the extra word. So comes the Gemara and says, Iache milka name nilke. Now we have a law like this. That when, let's say, the husband was lying. He was Motzi Shemra. Right? He said that she wasn't a betula, and he brought the witnesses, let's say, and the witnesses were found to be false and all that. So the law is the husband has to, he has two punishments. Number one, he has to pay 100 coins, and they give him Malkut. So the Gemara say, hold it, if you're considering this girl Jewish enough, legabe the law of Sikina, so then she should be Jewish enough, legabe if the case where the husband was lying, he should have to suffer Malkut, and he should pay also the 100. But our Mishnah said in this case he doesn't pay the 100. So you're playing both sides. Is she Jewish or she's not Jewish? If she's Jewish, good. So learn about all the laws. If she's not considered Yisrael legabe this, she shouldn't get Sikina either. So the Gemara says, Amar Kera Umeta. Well, the pasuk says umeta lemitan nitrapta v'lo nechnas. Well, she was included for what she was included. It says vameta, which means vameta is coming to include what? She's equal to gabe the law of sikila, but not to gabe the laws of knas that you put on the husband. So the Gemara says, hold it. Ve'ema lirabot horata v'ledata b'kdusha. How do you know? Maybe the word vameta is coming to include a regular case of a full-fledged Jewish girl, where she was conceived Jewish and born Jewish. The Gemara says, "Hahi Yisrait me'al yatehi." Only to include that, that's a regular Jewish girl. That's a pasut. Maybe it's coming to include a case of what? Of a girl that was conceived not Jewish, and she was born not Jewish, and then she converted. Maybe it's concluding that even that girl gets Sikila, because imken be Yisrael mayahanile. So what is the word be Yisrael coming to teach me? In the pasuk of Motzi Shemra, or the pasuk of a Nahara that went with somebody, it says ki nevala, right? Ki nevala, ki astan nevala be Yisrael. So the word be Yisrael has to have some application. If you're going to tell me that the law applies even to a total convert, that she was born, that she was conceived and born, that she converted. So what is B. Yisrael coming to teach me? Ella must be that what? It's coming to give me a case where horata, shalom b'kdusha, v'ledata b'kdusha, legabe what? Legabe mita, legabe the sekila, because it's vameta. So she shares the same punishment as a regular Israeli girl. But she ain't legabe the knas, meaning the malkut and the me'ah, that doesn't apply. Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina, hamotzi shem ra ala yitoma. Okay, new case. Guys, motzi shemra on a yitoma. He married an orphan girl. Okay? And then after he marries her, he comes along and he says that what, she was not a betula, meaning he's saying that she went with somebody else after the erusin. Okay? Patur. So he's going to be patur. Patur from what? Patur from the payments, which means he lied. And he was found to be a liar. So he doesn't have to pay the 100. They don't give him malkut. Why? So it says, Shine'emar v'natan la'avi ha'ne'ara. Who do you give the 100 to? To the father of the ne'ara. Prat lezu she'en la'av. Okay, she doesn't have a father. Doesn't have a father, so there is no, there's no knas. Mativ Rav Yosef bar Amin v'tim Rav Yosef bar Zvida. V'im ma'en yima'en aviyah. Now this is not by a case of Motzi Shemra. Ima'en yima'en aviyah is a case of mefute. What's a case of mefute? That's a girl that was seduced. So what was the law? Let's review the law of seduction over there. Which means the girl was seduced by this guy over here. So the law says what? Now he has an ability to marry her. However, it says V'im ma'en yima'en aviyah. It says what? If the father does not want this guy to marry his daughter, then already he has to pay the 50 coins. Now the ma'en yima'en by mifute is a double language. Ma'en yima'en. What's that double language? So the Gemara says, lirabot yitoma liknas. Ma'en yima'en comes along and says that what? Not only if she has, what's the law by the way? If he doesn't marry her, then he has to pay the knas. That's the law of mifute. If he marries her, then there's no knas by mifute. Only if he doesn't marry her, the pasuk be ima'en yima'en. If he refuses to marry her, then already he has to pay the 50. So the hadush of ma'en yima'en is not only the case where she has a father, but even where there's no father, meaning a yetomah, the guy has to pay the knas. Obviously, they'll say the knas will go to her. But the point is, there's knas by yetomah by a mefute. Now you're going to ask me a question. Rabbi, we're talking about Motzi Shemra. What are you bringing me to Mefuteh? Which is, we're trying to say what? That by Yetoma, by Motzi Shemra, there is no, he's off the hook. He's patur from Kenas. So the Gemara asks the question, what do you mean? By Mefuteh, he's not patur. Okay, you're talking about Mefuteh. I'm talking about Motzi Shemra. What's your question? So that she sets up the question. Look at that sheet. Ma'in yima'in. B'mefateh katuv medaber. Dematzi lemichtav, the pasuk could have said, it's on the fourth line, v'im yima'in, which means literally if the husband refuses to marry, or this man I should say refuses, v'chatav v'im ma'in yima'in, which teaches me what? Ben aviyah kayav umima'in, whether the father's alive and he says, I don't want this guy for you, ben she'en aviyah kayav v'im ima'in it, or whether the father's not alive and she does the refusing. Good. Alma, afalgav dechtiv be'ones.
Even though it says by ones, keep in mind, we're juggling now three cases. We're going to juggle in that shiur. You have a case of ones, that's rape, mifateh, seduction, and you have the case of motzi, shimra. Then we're going to juggle all three now. Now she says, afagav dechtiv be'ones, even though it says by the ones case, v'natan da'aviyah na'ara. Who do you give the knas to? By ones, there's a 50 knas, yes, 50 shekalim knas. Who gets the knas? The father. Even though it says by ones, you give to the avi anara, the ones umifateh mehadadi gemidi. Didn't we make a gezerah shema that ones umifateh, we learned, the laws are learned from each other. Mehayev knas ayetoma. Good. So therefore, just like a mifateh yetoma gets the money, ones also, if she's a yetoma, she gets the money. Because we make a limud between mifateh and ones. V'chi tema shani haka derabbe rahmana. So she asked the obvious question. Very good. That's by ones and mifateh. Aval legabe motzi shemra, lot rabbi. But motzi shemra, who said that yetoma, she gets the money? But you have a special gestante katu imain yimain by mifateh. So who told you that that applies to a case of motzi shemra? Hachanami lav yetoma mashma miribui, which means if you really look at the pasuk, what does the pasuk say? Imma'in yima'in. It doesn't say anything really in the Torah by mifateh about a yetoma. It doesn't say explicitly if there's no father. Ela deben hi uben abia yicholim la'akev v'yetoma lo etrabai, which means really all the pasuk just says about she can refuse. Or the father can refuse. Which is, by the case of mifateh, the guy comes and says, I'll marry you. Who has rights to refuse? The father or her. Now, that doesn't say explicitly that she's a yetoma. We learned earlier that she can refuse even if the father's alive. So technically, the yetoma case is not written explicitly in the case of mifateh.
Mm-hmm. Ela lememra dekansa leabia velo leatzma v'uadin leavia amur b'motzi shemra,
which means what it's saying is like this: when it says the word avia by the case of mifute, what's the real point of that derasha? It's saying that what, that the knas goes to the father and not her, which is the case of mifute. There's what, there's a 50 shekalim knas. So the pasuk says what? The father gets it. So therefore, what the Gemara is really saying, "Hu adin le'aviyah mur b'motzi shemra." But motzi shemra also says le'aviyah. So what is le'aviyah coming to say? What? That it goes to the father, and therefore the Gemara's question was like this: you said Rabbi Yosef. Let's review the question now. Hamotzi shemra ale yetoma patur, because the pasuk says what? V'natan le'aviyah na'ara. So Rabbi Yosef, but I mean, asked the question. So what do you mean? Lirabot yetoma liknas, which came and tell me what, that a yetoma gets knas by what? By the case of a mifute and a case of an ones. That means when it said lavia nahara, it's not dafka. Because you see what? That you see that even by the case of mifute, doesn't say abia nahara. But you see, obviously, Aviyah Na'ara is not dafka. Because you see, even in the case where what? Where there's no father, then yeah, she can get it. Yeah. So then when it says Aviyah Na'ara by Motzi Shemra, it cannot be dafka. It can mean even if there's no father, she'll get it. Which means we're just comparing the Lashon by Mefutet Aviyah Na'ara. Who gets the money? The father. Is that so? It's not so. Because we know the law is even if there's no father, she gets the money. Yeah. So therefore, when it says Avina Arabai Motzi Shemrat, the father gets the 100 coins, it's from the South Africa. So comes the Gemara and says, "Hu motiv na v'hu mifarekla." He asked the question, and he answered the question. Beba aleha ve'arkach nityatema, which means like this. Really, I'll tell you that what, when it says in the pasuk Avia Nara, it's coming to exclude Yetoma, which means the Yetoma doesn't get Knas, not by Motzi Shemra and not by Ones. You just told me what? That is a case where the Yetoma does get it by Ones and Mefateh? I'll tell you, that's a case over here, Beba Aleha V'Arkak Nityatema, which is the case was like this. A guy got married. She wasn't a Yetoma. regular girl. She had a father. He had relations with her. Then he comes along and says, what? This girl over here is not a betula. Now what happened? Now, subsequently, her father died. In that case, I'm going to say what? She gets the money, which is normally a yetumah is patur. Let's review. A regular yetumah by motzi shemra, you don't give it to the yetumah, which means you came along and married a yetumah from the inception. She doesn't get any of the money. Aye, but you showed me a case that what by onus and mefateh that the yetumah gets the money. No, those cases over there was talking about when he went with her, which means when he was ma'anisha, for example, when he was ma'anisha. She had a father. And therefore what? Then she became a yetumah. In that case, she gets it. Because at the time that he went with her, or he was mefateha, she had a father. So in those cases, the money goes to her. We're discussing a case where she was a yetumah from the inception. Gemara continues. Rava Amar, Hayav. Oh, Rava says Hadush. Hayav, a regular yetumah from inception. You have to, and the guy was Moshe Shemrana. You have to pay. Mimai. How do you know that, Rabbah? So the Gemara says, Meditani Ami. Right. The fact that Ami says, Betulat Yisrael. Now, where does this pasuk say Betulat Yisrael? So look at the pasuk. It's in Devarim Chav Bet Yotet. The pasuk writes like this: Ve'anshu oto me'aches. So this is the guy who's motzi shemra. So you punish the guy who's motzi shemra. You punish him how much? 100 coins. Ve'natnu la'aviya na'ara. He pays to the father of na'ara ki yotzi shemra al betulat Yisrael, because he spoke disparaging about betulat Yisrael. So the Gemara is doresh. What is this word betulat Yisrael coming to teach me? So it says betulat Yisrael ve'lo betulat Gir. Good. It's coming to tell me only betulat Yisrael, but the law does not apply if she's a giyoret. So the Gemara says, "Iyamar peshtama ki hay gavna bi Yisrael mechayev hayrud istari klalim utegerim." Which means, if you're going to tell me that by a yitomah, that what he pays by a yitomah, that's why you needed the pasuk to exclude gerim, meaning betulat Yisrael velo betulat gerim. However, Israel ki gavna patur. But if you're going to tell me that in Israel you have a case of yetumah that's patur, has to be Israel patur begirim mibaya. Now let me explain you the what's behind the scenes of this Gemara. Every giyoret is considered like a yetumah. Let's discuss it. Why is a giyoret considered like a yetumah? She has no parents. Good. So therefore, like this. Wouldn't you have to come and jump from Betulat Yisrael he has to pay the 100. La'apukim Betulat Gerim, which is a Yitomah like Betulat Gerim, must be what? That Betulat Yisrael, who's a Yitomah, would be Hayav. Because if a Yitomah by Yisrael would be Patur, let the Pasuk just say, Betulat Yisrael Hayav, Mashaken Yitomah Yisrael Patur v'koshekin ger. If you tell me a Jewish yetomah, you don't pay the 100, certainly by a convert. From the fact that the Derasha went from betulat Yisrael, yeah, la'apuke betulat gerin, must be what? That a regular yetomah Yisrael, you pay the 100. I review again. Mm-hmm. We have a Derasha. In the case where you're paying the 100, who gets it? Ki nevala, betulat Yisrael. So Gemara, what do you mean betulat Yisrael? Only in a case where she's a betulat, where she's a Jewish girl. La'pukir, what if she was a convert? Like we learned in the Mishnah, there's no din of 100. Now, isn't a convert a yetumah?
Yes.
Why is she called a yetumah? Because she doesn't have any parents. Good. So you're telling me a yetumah convert, no 100. Why did you jump to yetumah convert? You should have just said even yetumah Yisraelit, no 100. Then I would know koshekir yetumah goya. From the fact that you didn't tell me Yitomah Yisrael, you jumped to Yitomah Giyoret, must be that Yitomah Yisrael, Yer is 100. So that's Rava's Derasha. That Yitomah is, which is, review, a girl, guy marries Yitomah, and she's, he Motzi Shem Raz, and I said, I didn't find that she's a bit too lie, brings witnesses, the witnesses were disproved, so the guy was a liar. So the law, according to Rava, is, he pays 100. Who's going to pay the 100 to her? Good. From the derasha, betulat Yisrael velo betulat ger. Why do you have to jump to ger? Just say yetoma. Now let's read that inside so you can see the lashon inside. Mimai midetani ami betulat Yisrael velo betulat gerim. If you're going to tell me that what? That you hayav when she's a yetoma, hayu destrik chalim utegerim. That's why you had to jump to gerim. Ela iamat bi yisrael ki agam the patur. If you're going to tell me a yetoma Yisrael's patur, hashta bi yisrael patur be gerim mivaya. When you have to jump to gerim, just tell me by yisrael she's patur in kosher canal. No gerim. So because that we have a machloket between Rava and Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina and Motsi Shemra and Yetoma Hayav or Patur. Last point. Amar Shakish. Hamotsi Shemra ala Ketana. Okay, she's a minor. Guy married a Ketana. After he marries the Ketana, he comes along and says, hey, I didn't find that she's a Betulah. I brought witnesses. And that what happened? He was lying.
Yeah.
So the question is, you have to pay the 100 or not? So the Gemara says, Patur. Shere Emar, V'natnu la'aviyah na'ara. Na'ara. Na'ara male. Now, you remember we learned earlier that sometimes the word na'ara in the Torah is written complete. Nun ayin resh he. And sometimes na'ara is written hasir. Nun ayin resh. But there's a kamat under the resh. So you read it na'ara, but one is male and one is hasir. So the Gemara says like this. It says in the pasuk v'natil abiyanara na'ara male deberakatu, which is of the fact that it's written by motzi shemra na'ara with a hete, and it's talking about davka she's got to be a na'ara to the exclusion of a ketana. So the Gemara says matkif na'ara ba'chabar abba tama dichtibe ha'na'ara. The only reason why you're learning this because it says na'ara complete. Ha'lavache, if it didn't write na'ara, if it just would have written nun ayin resh, have I mean a filu ketana? Would you tell me even a ketana? Can't be. Haketi v'imemet ya davar hazeh. Let's say the guy was right. It was true that she was not that she did commit znut. Ve'lonim su betulim la'na'ara. She was not a betula. Ve'otziu et ha'na'ara petach betar. So what do you do? You take her to her father's house. What do you do to her? Uskalua. Uchtana la'bat onchini. What are you talking? A ketana is not punishable by sekila.
Yeah.
Which means the Gemara is asking like this. How do you know it's Dafka Nehara that's subject to the law of Motzi Shemra? Because it says Nehara with a he. So the Gemara says, meaning if it didn't say Nehara with a he, I would think it's even including a Ketana. It can't include a Ketana. Because what does the Torah say? If she really did it, that she went when she was Arusa with somebody else, you take her to Fuzz and you stone her to death. Mm. You don't stone a Ketana. So forget about this Nehara word. We know it must be talking about a Nehara because you don't punish a Ketana.
Yeah.
Again, if she committed this crime, what does the Torah say? If this girl committed this crime, what do you do to her? You stone her. Does a ketana get stoning? No, you don't stone a ketana. She's a minor. So therefore, we know that it must be talking about ketana. What are you giving me this ne'ara dirasha? Even without the ne'ara dirasha, I know what? It's got to be a ne'ara. It cannot be a ketana because the punishment would not apply.
Yeah.
So the Gemara answers, Ela kan ne'ara. Hakol makom shne'emar na'ar, meaning without a hair, afilu ketana b'mashma, which means like this. You're right. The na'ara written by the case of Motzi Shemra, I don't need it for this case. Even if it wrote a hair, if it didn't write a hair, it's got to be a na'ara in the case of Motzi Shemra. But what? I see from the way the Torah wrote it over here, nun ayin reshem maleh, to learn to other cases. Here it doesn't have an application. But from the fact that Torah wrote it like that, and I see other times that Torah writes it, Nun Ayin Resh Hasir, so I see already there's a difference. So I say, when the Torah writes it, Nun Ayin Resh Maleh, it's coming to me, Davka a Ne'ara. You're right, from Motzi Shemra, I don't need this Darasha. But I'll use this Darasha Legabe other cases. But when it says Nun Ayin Resh, then it says even a Kedar. Please could just read that Rashi. Ela kan ne'ara, the last Rashi. Ela hai dechtiv maleh. And that what it says, maleh, lo lelamed al atzmo ba. It's not coming to teach me for itself. Ulotzi et ha'ketana. Debravach derasham eita leketana. You know, without this derasham, we know a ketana cannot apply, but she knows it gets sekina. Kedamina, de la bat onchin. Ela lelamed ba al kol ne'ara sheba Torah, on all other ne'arot that are written in the Torah, sheketubim haser. Lomar, she'af ha'ketana b'mat, which is when it's written haser, nun ayinesh, it's concluded ketana. Ve'achi yalif kan. Ne'ara Kanshi Yifshar Bekitana Ketiv Ma'ad, which over here, where it cannot be referring to a Ketana, so I wrote Nun Ayin Resh, He. So I learned that anytime it's not written like this, must be including a ketana. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.